This is Living by Faith with Pastor Kevin S. Rogers. This teaching is designed to build the believer in their walk with God and gain knowledge of God's Word. Prepare your heart to receive revelation knowledge by this powerful teaching.
John 14, and look at verse 12. Verily I say unto you, verily I say unto you, that he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So Jesus was not limited to space, time, or location here. Okay? Because he used his faith to change everything in the same realm. So now we see here that he had everything he really wanted. He said, now, I'm going to the Father, but greater works you and I are going to do, because why? He's going to be in us, but not only that, we have that same creation power. A creative power. Let's look at this. Let's go to Mark 8 real quick. Let's go to Mark 8. Glory to God. So you can't blame things on you having this problem and that problem. No. God created you to have. Amen. He said, let them have. Amen. Glory to God. Let them have dominion over all. Mark 8, look at verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciple unto them and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. His disciple answered and said to him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? So we see the location at. They're in the wilderness. Nothing grows out there. And he asked them and said, how many loaves have you? See, Jesus is not concerned about that. What is that? You see, he's not concerned about that. And they said, 7. He's not concerned about how many they have. You see that? But see, what happened is, when you don't trust God, you'll try and bring it down. Well, maybe I can cut it in fourths. You know, everybody can get a pinch. Because it's 4,000 people now, not 5. This is another account. This is 4,000 men, not to include women or children. It's clear when we say 8,000 people, but I'm just going to keep it at the 4, just 7 loaves they have. Now look at this. He commanded the people to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, gave to the disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people, and they had a few small fishes. Now we see 7 loaves and a few small fishes. 7 loaves and a few small fishes. I'm trying to paint the picture in your mind right now. 7 loaves and a few small fishes. Okay? Not a lot, but a few. And the first thing we saw him do, he blessed. He blessed it, okay? That's the first thing we saw him do. He blessed it. And now he commanded them to set them also before them. And I want you to, let me see, I wrote something down here. Where it at? It's somewhere in here, in these notes somewhere. Glory to God. Bless means to empower, to prosper, progress, and succeed. Okay? So he blessed. All right? God blessed us, so we have the power to bless. All right? He blessed. Watch this. He blessed. Glory to God. Oh, man, I'm trying to just contain myself real quick, because I'm about to show you something. And he commanded them to set them also before them. He did not even tell them to serve him this time. Man. Remember in Matthew 8, when they fed the 5,000, he told the disciple to serve him, right? Man. But this time he says, set it out, just set it before him. Think about 7 loaves, you got 4,000 people sitting on the grass right there. 7 loaves and a few small fishes. All right? I'm going to slow walk you through it, okay? He blessed. Commanded them to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, And he took all the broken meat that was left, seven baskets. Wait. Seven what? Baskets. Where did that fish come from?
Amen.
Wait now, look at this. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. So he was not concerned about location, and he was not concerned about supply.
Amen.
All right? The demand was more than the supply they had in the seen realm. But let's just keep going here, all right? So Jesus not moved by what he saw. Location, minimal result of food didn't move him. So one of the things that happened was he understood there was no shortage in that unseen realm. We already know that because it's an unlimited supply. I'm going to keep going because I want to show you something else about that. Nothing, folks, because you were created to have it all.
Amen.
Nothing is permitted to stand in your way. Amen. Unless you allow it to.
Amen.
All right? God has given you what it takes to be over all.
Amen.
It's in you because in Genesis 1, let's go back. I just want to slow walk you through it because I need this to get inside of your spirit.
Amen.
Look at Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over all. Okay? Now, let's go to Genesis 2. Now, let's think about this. He given Adam everything that was needed in that garden. He had given Adam everything that was needed in that garden. In Genesis 2, verse 8, let's look at this. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Right? The man who had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And someone would ask, why would he put the tree of knowledge of good and evil there? Why would he put that there? Because what happened is this. God had to put something, because he made Adam in his image. Adam and Eve in his image. So Adam had the same type of authority in the earth. So God had to put something in there to make so Adam can obey.
Yeah.
So in other words, he needed something that caused him to submit to someone higher.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, Revelation, if you meditate that, that tree of good and evil really is the tithe.
Yeah.
Don't touch it, lest you die. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The tithe is not in the law. The tithe was in the garden. Get what I'm saying? The tree of good and evil. It's good if you don't touch it, but it's evil if you mess with the tithe. That's the same thing now. It's good if you don't touch it, but it's evil if you do. Let me keep going here. Are y'all good? Okay, I'm going to kind of slow walk you through this, okay? Now, let's look at this. And God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish. Oh, in Genesis 2, that's what I want to go through. Okay. Look at verse 10. All right? And the river went out of the Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison, and that is which compassed the whole land of Havilah, which there is gold. Okay, had gold out there, and the gold that in the land is good. There's bedlam and the onyx stone. It's different type of precious jewels, what it was. So he loaded the garden with everything that was needed. He loaded the garden with everything that was needed. God did not have Adam out there struggling. He didn't have him struggling, folks. That's only when the curse came in, when he tried to do it on his own then. But now I just want you to see that part. Just consider Adam before the fall now. He had a garden with four rivers, gold and every precious stone, every tree that was pleasant to the eye, all the food he needed, everything he can think of. He had it already, all right? Now, if your mentality can be open to understand what God created you to have,
Amen.
then you'll rise above everything that's trying to hold you up. Amen. Hold you down, folks. You'll rise above everything that's trying to force emptiness in your life. You'll rise above it. All right? I'm telling you, the only thing that can stand in your way is what you permit. The only thing that can stand in your way is what you permit. Are you with me? All right? No one can really stand in your way unless you permit them to. Well, you don't know what he called me. Why you answer to it then? If it ain't you, why are you answering to it? Amen. You know, the devil telling me this. He calling me this. Why are you answering?
Amen.
You know, you permitting them because you're answering. Okay. Now look at this. All right. To move in this level, this new beginning, there's one thing in your life that must absolutely die. It must be completely removed from you. One thing, it is your way of doing things. This is what keeping people of God in the level of poverty. This is what keeping their thinking messed up. It's their way of doing things. Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified. Let's look at this. That must absolute die. Well, I trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. To pressure, come on. Mm-hmm. To pressure, come on. Then your way of doing things begin to creep up. Oh, boy. Then you begin to hear the truth. And I know. No, you don't know. If you knew, you do. Just by you doing the opposite, you really don't know. Come on, you know. Look at Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified version. But seek aim and ascribe after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness. Watch this. His way of doing and being right. His way of doing and being right. So you must absolutely kill your way of doing things. Amen. You must learn to accept God's way of doing things even if you don't understand it.
Amen.
Even if you don't understand it. You have to do it. There are things God will tell me to do. I have no clue or understanding. I just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. God will say this right here. Yeah. And I just do it. He said, stop and tell that person this right here. I just stop and tell them. And I don't know what's going on with it. I just tell them. And they say, okay. Man, it works.
Amen.
Because I'm hearing it by faith.
Amen.
And I'm hearing and obeying.
Amen.
Because you don't need to hear and understand everything.
Amen.
Hear and obey.
Amen.
Well, I just don't understand. See, here go my logic. That's your problem. Your logic. Not God's revelation.
Amen.
All right? My pastor told me something one time. And when he told me, my mind said, that just don't make sense. I don't understand. And the Holy Spirit said, that's your problem. You need to obey and quit trying to understand.
Amen.
And you know, every time my pastor had told me to do something, very strange here, very strange. I didn't understand it until I was in the middle of doing it. That's when God lightened me up with it. Now I see why. Now, why didn't God tell me at first? Because God, he values obedience, folks. He values obedience. So he don't show you the full picture a lot. He don't do that. He don't show you the full picture about things. He don't show me the full picture about things. And he just want me to obey. And the same with you. He don't show you the full picture. And you got to be okay with that. He don't show me the full picture. But I'm thinking about in Luke, Lord, 17. I want you to go there. Luke 17. And look at verse 11. And it came to pass as he went. Oh, I know you're not even there yet. I can just flip. Okay. If you dare, just say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that Satan, get out of here. I hear what he's trying to. Watch this. And he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass as they went. Now, let's just examine this part. Now, when he says, show yourself to the priest, that is a Jesus is demonstrating something out of Leviticus, where when there was lepers, they had to, in order for them to be put back into the camp, they had to show themselves to the priest, and the priest had to declare them clean. Yeah. So they cannot get back into the camp until the priest declared them clean. Yeah. So now Jesus is telling them, go show yourself to the priest. When they left, they still had the leprosy in the natural. Yeah. They could have said, I still got some fingers that done fell off. You telling me to go to the priest? But you see what I'm saying? They had to trust, absolute trust, Jesus' words. Because the Bible said, and now look at this. As they went, they were cleansed. So understanding don't come immediately.
No, sir.
Obedience supposed to.
Amen.
Obedience supposed to. Right? Now, let's keep going here. So now, all right, go to Galatians 2. It's no longer you that doing this, folks. It's no longer I. You got to get I out of this thing, man. Let's go to Galatians real quick, okay? Galatians 2, and I want you to look at verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this. It's no longer I, or I can say this right here according to what the words say. It's no longer my way of doing it.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit who guides me.
Amen.
Can you put up verse 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, I believe. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Put that up real quick. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Which you have of God, and you are not your own. What? You're not your own. Go to verse 20. Let's see what he say about that. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is of God. So now I'm finding out he have made an eternal investment. Glory to God. In me and you. And so now it is no longer I that live. I've been bought with a price. So now I must trust the Holy Ghost to lead and guide me into all truth, all right? So now it's no longer, I can't always be choosing my own way. I got to choose to accept whatever. But this what? Okay, I got something here. It's the Holy Spirit who guides you and I. Now, you can override the Holy Spirit because you are a free moral agent, all right? But when you choose your own way, this is what God said, you also choose to accept whatever consequences come with your own way of doing things. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. I don't see many people went up under from doing that. Now, you may not understand God's way, but you must follow his word, because his word is what leads you into treasure. All right? So now we see that the first function we did here is the first function of man in Genesis 1, 28 is this right here. It's to have. I just showed you that. You got to have, all right? I'm going to show you the second function. Let's go to Genesis 1, 28. I'm going to do this, and I'm out. And be finished with this part of it. Yep. Genesis 1, I'm on time, too. Genesis 1, verse 28.
Amen.
God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful. Be. Okay? So God blessed them and said, be. All right? God created man, a human, to be according to his plan and his purpose. Amen. To be. God created you to be. Put up Romans 8, 28 real quick. All right? And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. So God created man or human to be according to his plans and his purpose. Okay? So now we see the first thing God did after he created man was to bless him. To bless him. Remember the word bless means this right here. Empower him to prosper. Him or her. When I say him or her, when I say him, I'm speaking of human. That's everybody. All right? All humans. the ones who say it. Empowered to prosper. All right? Empowered to prosper, progress, and succeed. So we were created to succeed. You were born to win. You was born to win. Lord, have mercy. So God placed all these potential within each of us. Be fruitful. Multiply. Be fruitful, multiply. Be. Now, let's just go to Matthew 14 real quick. Let me show you this. All right? Matthew 14, and I want you to look at verse 14. Matthew 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. All right? When it was evening, his disciple came to him and said, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Now, I read the 4,000 he fed, not just the 5,000. Watch this. They let them go into the village and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give them something to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither to me. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven and blessed. Looking up to heaven and blessed. Okay? So, he blessed it, right? So now what happened here? Who gave him the authority to bless? God, because he told us, be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. He gave us that authority. He gave all of us that authority. All right, now look at this. I want to show you something because I was meditating something and I want you to just kind of get this. The assignment of a microphone that I have on is to help amplify my voice, right? Once it stops functioning that way, it is dropped. You can't even hear my voice, right? Many people are dropped in life because they are not functioning as they were created to. The mic was created for me to amplify my voice, but once it stopped functioning that way, it ain't doing what it created to do. Many people are dropped because they ain't doing what they were created to do, glory to God. He said, be fruitful, multiply, be, all right? I mean, if you see a particular shortage in your life, the only thing you need to do is bag off it and say, be fruitful. Glory to God. You step back and you command it, glory to God. Are y'all with me? Be fruitful. I mean, you fill in the blanks for it yourself, glory to God. Be ye healed. I see somebody sick. When I lay hands, be ye healed. That's all I tell them in Jesus' name. You know, look, if you got a business, I tell my business every day. Be fruitful, multiply. That's the first commandment of an entrepreneur if they don't understand. That's the first commandment for an entrepreneur is to speak to that business on a daily basis. And that's how you get it to grow. That's one of the things I'm going to tell them and next thing I'm going to do. Because that's one of the first commandments here. You got to speak to it. You have to be whatever you want it to be. Glory to God. I meant, you know, that's the first kingdom principle in business. Be fruitful. Well, you're not fruitful. God, you ain't speaking to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I meant, because first you and I are speaking spirits. Amen. And so, you have to just believe God, folks. You're going to have to speak to that thing. Be. You see because it's supernatural. I'm telling you, it's supernatural. You see your bank account short, you get the checkbook or bank card and just say, be fruitful and multiply. Put it back in your pocket and go your way. Amen. See, some of y'all mind trying to grip it right now. And see, that's why it won't work for you. Because you're trying to figure out where it's going to come from. So with your mind trying to go right now, where it's going to come from? Who cares? I don't care. If God had to bring it on a cow, on the back of a cow, I'm going to milk that cow. I'm going to take my blessing and milk that cow. And I ain't sending him away. I'm going to slaughter him. Be fruitful. Glory to God. You can't take that thing down in the mind, folks. You try to bring that thing down in the mind, the supernatural cut off from you. Glory to God. Your faith will come out of your spirit when you say it, folks. Be fruitful. Be. Kids making bad grades and you don't know what's going on, get their report card, put it in front of them and on that table and say, be fruitful, multiply, good grades, and you go about your business. Don't beat them. Don't beat them. Don't do that. Because what happened, what happened is this right here a lot of times. That spirit, that Gergeshite spirit, it'll come and try and hinder them, and that Gergeshite spirit carried a dumb spirit with it. And it'll block their understanding. You talking about ADD? Put them on what? You better let me lay hands on them. Be fruitful. ain't nothing. The only A that's going to be on there, they're going to get A's and not D's. I'm going to cut the D's off. Glory to God. Be fruitful. Glory to God. I'm telling you, don't underestimate that anointing. Be fruitful. Multiply. I'm telling you. It works with everything. Everything. Be fruitful. Multiply. Go about your business. Think about it. They tell your kid they got ADD. Now, I have a problem with that anyway. Because there's too many D's in there. Tell them they got an AAA or something. And I ain't talking about AAAA or something. Don't tell me ADD. They hearing D's. Like, man, I don't get none of D's and F. But anyway, but what I'm saying is this right here. Be fruitful, all right? Be fruitful. I mean, whatever short. Folks, look, let me tell you something. The devil, he don't want you connected to the word. Because the word connects you to the supernatural. Amen. And when the word is connected to the supernatural, you can stand back from things and say, be. Amen. Be healed. Amen. Be fruitful. Whatever you're embarking on. See, you and I was called to be productive and fruitful, solving problems rather than creating problems. Amen. Let the world create the problem. That's what they're doing anyway. Amen. We called to solve them. Amen. We called to be productive. Amen. Be fruitful, folks. I'm telling you. One of the first principles increase, too. First kingdom principle. But the first law, of course, is the law of sowing and reaping. But the kingdom principle, you speak to it. Amen. Be fruitful. It worked with everything. You fill in the blank. It worked with everything. What you struggling with? You began to speak the word over that thing. You speak what you want to happen. Be fruitful, multiply. You tap into your God creative abilities. Amen. Versus complaining. Yes. You know when you're complaining, you know what you're saying? Be fruitful on the other end of it. Multiply. That's what you're doing. You're multiplying your problems.
This concludes our teaching. Thank you for supporting Kevin Rogers Ministries. To order books, CDs, DVDs, MP3 and MP4, call us at 1-888-444-2780 or visit us online at kevinrogersministries.org. If you are ever in the Pacific Northwest area, we would love for you to join us at City of Faith Christian Center. Visit our website for service times, location, and for upcoming events at cityoffaithcc.org. Thank you for listening and keep living by faith.